Presumptive Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein will be in Maine tomorrow at events in Bath and Portland. But unlike her fellow left-of-center candidate Bernie Sanders, Stein won't be packing the Cross Insurance Arena with 7,500 people. Instead, she'll be speaking at a peace rally and on the University of Southern Maine campus. Stein was also the Green Party candidate in 2012, and she is once again hoping the party's platform of green job creation, food security, health care, and higher education as a right will resonate in Maine, home to the oldest Green Party in the U.S. I asked Jill Stein what voters see in a third party in general and in the Green Party in particular.
50% of Americans now no longer identify as Democrats or Republicans. 60% approximately in polls repeatedly are clamoring for a new independent major political party. Our needs are not being met in terms of jobs, health care, the skyrocketing cost of housing. Our foreign policy is catastrophic. The climate is in a meltdown. So what's wrong with this picture? We need new voices. That's exactly what voters are clamoring for. We are providing that new voice and new way forward that we desperately need.
So what aspects of your platform are most relevant to a state like Maine?
Maine, like everywhere else, needs jobs. It needs good-paying jobs. It needs to protect the environment that it has. Like everywhere else, Maine's communities need strong schools. They need funding for good quality public education. We need to protect our schools from being privatized. And like all other areas of the country and the world, Maine needs a stable ecosystem. Maine needs oceans that continue to live and support our fishing industries.
Why do you think that this campaign is the best way to serve what you believe?
I think it's always true that social movements must have a political voice. If you look at times throughout history when there have been major social crises and major social transitions, those movements have required both a social component, a movement out in the street, as well as a political component and a movement in the voting booth. And generally, they have required independent third parties, whether you're talking about the abolition of slavery or the labor movement or the women's movement. It's always required an independent political voice that's not held hostage by big money politics as usual. And that's the case right now.
There's significant overlap between what you've been talking about in this campaign and in 2012 and the issues that Bernie Sanders does talk about. How do you distinguish your candidacy from his, and how would you respond to concerns that it might split the vote?
Fortunately, we're not running against Bernie. We're running against the Democratic nominee. And it's highly likely that the Democratic candidate will be Hillary Clinton. And Bernie Sanders has already stated he will support whoever the Democratic nominee is, whatever corporate candidate wins that battle. I think many of Bernie's supporters are not going to go quietly into that dark night, and they are going to be very interested in having a plan B, and our campaign will be here. There are so many Americans across the political spectrum who are clamoring for that, who see that our lives, in fact, depend on taking our political system back. And when the Democratic Party proceeds as it has for decades, we will be here to continue building, which is why we have an independent political party.
Jill Stein, thanks very much.
Thank you, Nora.
Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein will appear at Talbot Hall on the University of Southern Maine's Portland campus tomorrow at 1 o'clock.